Good morning. This morning's learning is the school for Shlomo for Yisroel and Chayla, so Shorcha le Yisroel. He's talking about Chodosh. I thought something also Chodosh, but something new. Pesach Sheni. So day the 7th of Iyar, Pesach Sheni, exactly a week's time. Yud Dalet Iyar. So just a few little things on that from the Nita Gavriel and others. So there's a Nita Gavriel. When the Beis Hamidrash was standing, Mishlo Hikrev Korban Pesach B'Moda B'Yud Dalet B'Nissan, someone who did not offer the Korban Pesach on time, the Yontef, on 14th of Nissan, B'Pneshia Tomei, because he was Tomei, Ishlahia B'Derech Ruch Chokom Yerushalayim, because he was far away from Yerushalayim, Yechav Lakriva B'Yud Dalet B'Iyah, had to offer it on the 14th of Iyah, a month later, V'Nikra Yom Zeh Pesach Sheni. So the Torah explains, doesn't say both things. It said the people who were Tomei said, we've lost out. Lama Nigara, why should we lose out? Moshe asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he said, people who are Tomei, or Baderech Rechoko. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu added Derech Rechoko. Why add something else? Because it's saying it's beyond your control. It wasn't their fault they were Tomei. Something might be just too far away, can't get there in time, so therefore he has a second chance to do it. So it sounds from that those are the only two categories of people who could bring a korban on Pesach Sheni. Would you agree? Sounds like it. That's the Sefer Chinuch said, that's generally that. But the Ramban adds that anyone could bring on Pesach Sheni, but only if they missed on the original Pesach. Doesn't say why he missed. Obviously he didn't miss for a good reason, because those people who couldn't bring on Pesach Rishon were Potter. The Potter, they don't get Einish, they can bring on Pesach Sheni. The Tomei and a person who's Derech Rechoko. But somebody who missed it for not a good reason, then he could bring it on Pesach Sheni, but he would still get the Einish. That says the Ramban. Yeshna Gilechon Pesach Shnei Matzah. Some have the minhag to eat two matzahs. Shalo L'Shem Mitzvah Salaylo. Not because of, as it were, the original Pesach. Ela Zeichel Pesach Sheni Shalo Zechino Lo. Zeichel L'Matzah Shishtar Lo V'Sunah Pesach Sheni. And the matzah which is left over till Pesach Sheni, Omor Nachmanish, the little learn Aguzer, and the Chazanish and other Gedolim were not noheg to do this. Here is off the Nitzei Gabriel. But Pesach Sheni Mispalel Ovel Lifnei Ateva Cholia. Pesach Sheni and Ovel Chasvon Lissan can daven for the Omid. The Yeshnagim Sheinu Mispalel Lifnei Ateva. Some of the minik that he does not daven in front of the Oren. Haminig she'ein omrim tachanon Pesach Sheni. The minig is not to say tachanon on Pesach Sheni. Gam b'mincha shelefonov. Also the mincha beforehand, ein omrim tachanon. But tesvov be'ir on the 15th, the day after, is yesh omrim tachanon. There are some who do say tachanon. V'yesh ein omrim tachanon, and some who do not say tachanon. Gam lahaminhag shelo omrim tachanon Pesach Sheni. But those had the minig not to say tachanon Pesach Sheni mikol mokum. Peshechal b'Shabbos, it falls on Shabbos. Omrim avarachamim b'tid kos chotzedek. Kamo chasidim noagim sh'ein omrim tachnun yud dalet iya ad kaf alad b'iya. Some chasidim have the minhag not to say tachnun from the 14th iya until the 21st of iya. Let's see where it brings it from. I think it brings it from the Chernobyl, I think. Not sure. Why? Lefi sheh. Yomim Eilu Nikron Mazar Kodesh Tarim Psuchin Vimei Rotzenheim. There are days, special days of coming close to Hashem. Adarabba Yeshle Metachna of Yom Eilu. Some say because it's time to come close to Hashem, Adarabba, you should say Tachna. Ein Maspidim Pesach Sheni, you can't do a spade on Pesach Sheni. Ein Misanim Pesach Sheni, you don't fast on Pesach Sheni of Yesh Umishimutal Lisanis. And some say you are allowed to fast. Minig Yisrael lechol matzah b'yud dalet b'iyah zeichel lekorban pesach. The minig of Klal Yisrael is to eat matzah on the 14th zeichel lekorban pesach shekruvu b'esahi ben harboim, which is offered at that time ben harboim. Yeshnagu lechol gam b'leil tesvov. Some also the minig to eat on the 15th. Sorry, on the evening of the 15th. V'yesh shelo nagu klal lechol matzah. Some the minig not to have matzah at all. And that's brought from the Vilna Gaon. She'ein ochli matzah rak b'pesach l'shem mitzvah. After. Kama admurim nagu larok shulchan b'pesach sheni. number of Rebbes, Chassidish Rebbes, used to fear Tish on Pesach Sheni. Yarbe Ketzas B'Simcha Ki Kodosh Hayom. One should have a bit of extra Simcha because it's a holy day. Royal Lilmud Bo Parshas Pesach Sheni Bilchusov. It's appropriate to learn the Parsha of Pesach Sheni and all its halachas. It's brought in the Shloh. Yeshikosev Shenochan Lilmud Pesach Shnei Pesach Sheni Parsha Nesim. One should say the Parsha Nesim on Pesach Sheni. Maybe. Good, you better get ready, yeah? Just in case. Kamal Mechachmas Fardim Nagranasas Elulim Yodalad Ia Pesach Sheni Al Kivrish or Meir Balanes for Tiberia. Sam. Chachamim all. Started at the Torahway, Northwest London, Monday, Zion Ear, 22nd day of the Omer, 5th of May. Rena Rav, Rav David, Tugendhav Shlita, Megillas Rus series, Perek Rishon. This week's Torah has been sponsored by family Chesna, Lichvay Tzimcha Nesum of Uriel Chesna, whose bar mitzvah was last Shabbos. He rotsin she yisku horov skeinov l'rav nachas simichol yotzei chalatzehem l'schus hashvom v'achayolim v'milchomo shachzu l'vatzehem l'shalom b'mheiro.
Thank you so much. Good morning. Always special to be back with the chevra at the start of the day, the Torah way. So I've been asked to give a share on the first peruk of Megillas Rus. Of course, we lay Megillas Rus on Shavuos. Numerous reasons are given. One reason Chazal tell us in Rus Rabbo is that even though it doesn't have so many halachas in, but it's kulo chesed, the chesed that the Rus showed as she stayed together with her mother-in-law, and despite giving up on tremendous wealth and tremendous glory and honor, and the chesed that Normie did also, and the chesed the Boyaz did, and the Torah is full of chesed. The Torah starts with chesed and finishes with chesed. Additionally, it's at the time of the Kotzer, it's at the time of the harvest, which is the time of Shavuos. Additionally, it's the Yortzeit of David HaMelech, and this is to tell us the yichus and legitimacy of David HaMelech. And it's also very interesting to note that Shavuos, of course, is a time when Klal Yisrael, we are makabel the Torah, and in a certain way, each one of us is like a ger sheniskayer, somebody who's coming to the Torah HaKadosha with excitement, with enthusiasm, and it's not by chance that Kabbalah HaTorah in the Torah is in Parshas Yisroi, which is all about Yisroi, a ger who came to Klal Yisrael, and on Shavuos, we lay Megillas Rus, which is his counterpart, Rus HaMoyavir, who came to Klal Yisrael, and we are supposed to be reminded of the dedication, the devotion, the freshness, and the excitement that we are supposed to march towards Matan Torah with. So I'd like to, as we go through, share a few ideas related to this first peruk. So, and this man from Beis Lechem Yehuda, he went to go to live in the fields of Moav, Huvi Ishtei Ushnei Vonov. And of course, Chazal tell us that he is very, very criticized for going out, for leaving Eretz Yisrael at the time of the Ro'ov, at the time of the famine, and Klal Yisrael were relying on him over there to look after them, and he left. But the question is asked, why was it so bad for Elimelech to leave? We find when Avraham Avinu, when there was a famine, so he left Eretz Yisrael. So why is it that for Avraham Avinu it was like the right thing to do, whereas for Elimelech it was the wrong thing to do? So I saw a beautiful explanation in the Sefer Shevil HaTzvi by Tzvi HaShvaba, and he says as follows. He says that Chazal say in Boba Basra, Daf Tzadi Aleph, En Yoytzin Me'eretz Yisrael L'chutz La'aretz. You have to have a reason to go from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. The default position is that the Yidden should be in Eretz Yisrael. So a person is not supposed to go, Elin Kein Omdu So'osayim B'Sela, unless it's so expensive, the prices for food are so expensive in Eretz Yisrael, all of the yogurts have gone up, and the eggs and the flour and everything is everything. The prices, the leaven, everything. The price has gone up. Omdus or sign besela. Rabbi Shimon says, "Emos I was when she'ein mutsuim likach." Rabbi Shimon says you can only go when it's not just things are expensive, but poshut you can't find things to buy. Avu b'zman she mutsuim likach. But if you can buy things in Eretz Yisrael, even though expensive, afilu so besela, even if it's really expensive, that you don't get sosayim, a volume of sosayim of produce with the coin of a seller. Even if you have to spend the selling and you only get one saw, still ein yoytzim. So at the time of Avram Avinu, it says vayirov ba'aretz. First it says there was a famine. Then vayered Avram Mitzrayim lo gurshom. He went to live there ki chovei tara'ov ba'aretz, because the famine was very heavy, was very difficult in Eretz Yisrael. So the Shvil Hatzvi, Reb Tzvi Hashferba, who was the legendary Rav of Soho, Zeicher Tzadik Livracha, one of the Goyne Litta, who was a Rav in London, how long ago?
Died 1966.
Wow, died 1966, sorry, Yeshikayach. Died 1966. So he writes that if we contrast the Psukim that are spoken about from Avram Avinu in Bereishis Yud Beis Yud, and the Posuk over here, this opening Posuk of Rus, we'll see that there are two distinctions. Number one, Avram Avinu, he didn't go at the beginning of the famine, when there was still possibility to buy things for an expensive price, but rather, when did he leave? When it was Kovei Torah of Ba'aretz, not just at the beginning, but when it was already a very heavy famine, it was a very difficult famine, and then you couldn't buy anything, even at a high price. And secondly, it says that Avram Avinu went Logur Shom, he went he says, is Lafi Shah, his intention was to go temporarily to Chutz La'aretz, but then to come back to Eretz Yisrael after a short amount of time. Whereas, if we look carefully at this pasuk with Avimelech, with Elimelech, it says, Vayehi Ro'ov Ba'aretz, and straight away, Vayelech Ho'ish. Yeah, it says vayimei shvetai shvet vayirov ba'aretz. As soon as there was a famine, vayelech ish. Right, so then he straightway went. He didn't wait for it to be kovet horo'ov. And secondly, it doesn't say that he went only temporarily. It says vayavo stay moyov vayiyushom. That he went to stay moyov and he was there. Why does it say and he was there? Because this was where he was buying his new house. This is where he was setting up shop. This was where he had intended
that
to be.
Than huh? Is that worse than Logur?
The way that the Shvil Hatzvi is understanding this is that the reason that it says Logur is that this is temporary. Now, in the Maisa, sometimes...
Huh? Yeah.
Right, it says, Ve'elechim Shvish Lechem Yehuda, Logur B'State, right. So, very good, thank you. So with both of them it says Logur, but with Elimelech it says, Vayir Yushom. Yeah, and that's the difference. With Elimelech, it continues. Yir Yushom seems to indicate shkoyach, that his kavono was to stay longer term. So this is the criticism. And again, al tzodin es chavercha at shetugir lemakaymoy. This is a very very difficult nisoyon that people have, especially if they still have something left and they were scared. He was scared that there were so many aniyim, there would ultimately be nothing left. But Chazal teach us, and the Mefarshim teach us, and this is what these are ideas that we're supposed to learn, that these are the sorts of actions which we're supposed to learn not to do. So that is regarding Elimelech. Now, let us look at a different point, and that is the big, big question that pervades Megillas Rus, which is what on earth is going on with this? Was there a Geirus? Was there not a Geirus? Very, very, shvera kashas. There are so many apparent contradictions. It says, Vayusalem noshim mayovios. They married women. Who are these women? Moabite women. Shemach hachas arpov shebeshelis rus. Vayesh vushom ke'eser shonim. And they were there approximately 10 years. Then Vayomusu gam shnei machlein v'chilyain, right? And they were both killed, right? Vayomusu, Right? Vayamusu, they both died. They both died. And the Targum there says, Va'ovru al gezeiras memra da Hashem. That, why does it say that they died? Because they went against the word of Hashem. The Targum continues, Va'no'lu lahayin noshin nukhroin min benas Moyov. They took these non-Jewish women, from the daughters of Moyov, Shumchada Oropa v'shum Tinyona, Rus bas Eglon Malka de Moyov. So the Posuk tells us there that they were marrying these non-Jewish women. Va'al da'ovru, it says the Targum, Va'al da'ovru al gezeiras memra da Hashem, ve'ischadnu ba'amamim d'chroin, iskato yomehen u'misuav tarvayehen. Machlin v'chilin ba'ara misuavto. So he says, the Targum clearly tells us that why is it that they died? Wasn't by chance. It was a punishment because they went against the gezeiras and memra da Hashem. They went against the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the decree of Hashem. And v'ischadnu ba'am minichroim, and they got married to these non-Jewish women. And that's why their days were shortened, and that's why they both died. So the Targum clearly says that they are held accountable because they married out, Rachmona Litzlan. So to the Gemara says in Baba Basra, Daf Tzadi Aleph, Omud Beis, that they were chayev, Machlon and Chilion were chayev sreifa lamokim al shenosu noshim mayavios. The reason they were chayev misa is because they married these Moabite women, and the mashmor certainly over there in the Gemara is that there was no geirus that was going on. In the Medrash Rus Rabba Perik Beis, it says Toni b'shem Rabbi Meir lo yigayrum v'lo yitzbilu oisom. It says there very clearly in the according to the Medrash they had no geirus. So. Seemingly, they were non-Jewish. They married non-Jewish women. Now, this makes a lot of sense if you look at the continuation of the Psukim, because the Gemara tells us in Yevamos Daf Mem Zayin Omud Beis, there are many, many things that we learn about Kabbalas Geirim from the interaction between Naomi and Rus. That we find that Rus was Megayer, where you go, I'll go, and he taught her, and Chazal tell us, huh? Where you die, I'll die. Tuchum Shabbos, Kala Yischamura Yischichud. Yeah, all halachas, Kevi Yisrael, all halachas of Geirus that are being taught over there. And the Gemara says you have to teach them the Chamurois, the Kalois, Ein Marbim Olav, Ein Medaktim Olav. So it seems to be that the Geirus was taking place at this later stage when Rus was determined to continue. So it's very clear, they married non-Jewish women, they were punished, they were killed, and then Rus converts later.
So even if they wanted to be Mekabel Geirus, the Shalas, they couldn't.
So Rav Dov is saying that it could be that even if they wanted to do Geirus, it would have been also for them to do Geirus at that time, because it hadn't yet been Nishadish, the halacha of Mayovi v'loy Mayovis. Okay. On the other hand,
Naomi was Jewish.
Yes, so she was one of the Choshava people, and she was Jewish. So, but there are many, many questions on this, because the Rambam tells us the Machlon and Kilian shnei gedolei hadayr hoyu, right? So imagine you had an Aaron Leibsteiner and Chaim Kanievsky, yeah, and they were the gedolei hadayr. And how are we supposed to understand that they would just go and marry these noshim nochrios? It says the Rambam Perik Yud Beis Hilchas Suri Bio Halachavov Haboil Kutis Giron Ischatan Lavaydozara Yesh Bei Hefset Sheim Bechol Arayos Kamoyu Chem Koris Rachmon Litzlon Em Loik Pogu Bei Kanoim, that it is not something to be recommended to have relations. For a yid with a non-Jewish woman, and also the Rambam there says in Halacha Yud that actually if they were not Jewish, so then it actually says that they themselves would be chayovos misa she Yisrael habo al akutis afilu penuya hine reges shebol Yisrael tzakolo al yodo. That the Rambam says that if she would have had this forbidden liaison, then really should be chayeves misa. So how on earth afterwards would we welcome her so warmly? Boyaz, it says in Rus Rabbo Perek Hei, he was the tzaddik hadoyer, yeah? And he was doing yibum over here. Now if there was Yibum, that implies that they were married. So how are we supposed to understand this? If it's Yibum, then that means there's no point doing Yibum on someone if they weren't Bichlal married. And it says in Perek Hey from Hilchas Melachim Halachotes that the Rambam says in Hilchas Melachim it's a midas chasidus not to go from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz even at a time of famine. That's what it says. Even if it's a midas chasidus not to. Shari Machlein v'chilyein shnei gedolei hadoyer hoyu. These were two of the great leaders of the generation. V'nischayv v'alklach klia l'mokayim. And because they went against this midas chasidus, so they were chayav misa. Now the Rambam is saying that they were chayav misa because on their level they went against this midas chasidus, this act of extra piety, that not to leave Eretz Yisrael when there's a famine going on. So surely they had a lot worse things that they were involved in, according to the sources that we brought beforehand, that they married noshim nochriyos mamish. So how are we supposed to understand these apparent contradictions? So lemaisa. There's a sefer Meshiv Nefesh from the Bach. The Bach was nifter now in the 1600s, but this answer is also brought b'shem the Rogachev Gaon, who of course died in the early 1900s, and they both bring basically the same answer. Gebeit, it's Gebeit on Azoyer Kodesh, that they explain Azoy, and it works. It fits everything together so nicely. That really they did some type of rudimentary gerus for Orpan Rus before they got married, that it says that he quotes from a Medrash Hanelam. So the Medrash Hanelam is one of the parts of the Zayar Kodesh. So it says Shol Rabbi Pedos Lebrei the Rabbi Yosi Ishuchay Rus. There's all discussion. Was her name Rus after she had the Geirus? Was her name Rus before she had the Geirus? But it discusses what does it mean before and after the Geirus? So it says, Chas v'sholem shenoso machloin v'higoyo. Ela k'shenoso niskayro, u'b'cheskas eimas ba'lo omdo. For orponami k'inyin zeh. Kivin shemeis ba'lem orpochazro l'sirchayno. So what's going on over here? It's saying Gazoy, and the Bach is explaining what's going on. That both sides are correct, and there was some basic type of Geirus that was going on over there. However, when a person converts, and it's seemingly for the wrong reasons. So either there's Emas Habal, either because they seemingly not in this case. There was some degree of coercion, or because they were so wealthy, they were so wonderful, they were so dynamic, and they were really converting for their husbands. So then this really is something where we wait and see what happens. And if afterwards that Leshem Shomayim, they really, really come through with the goods, then we say retroactively that the Geirus was a good Geirus. If, however, they see that at the end they don't follow through, so then we see that really, all the way from the beginning, the Geirus was no good. And this is what the Rambam says in Perek Yud Gimel, Hilchas Yisuri Biyo. Eich al yale al da'atcha sheshimshen ha-mashiyas Yisrael ha-shleim ha-melech Yisrael shenik yudit Hashem nosu noshim nochriyas b'giyuson. Don't think, chas v'sholem, that Shimshon, the savior of Klal Yisrael, or shleim ha-melech Yisrael, who's called the beloved of Hashem, married non-Jewish women. But really, what happened, normally, when someone comes to convert, you check, maybe because of money, or because of prestige, or because of fear, they came in. And if it's an ish, we see maybe he's after a certain Jewish woman. If it's a woman, we see maybe she's got Shemo Eineh Nosno B'Bochor B'Bochor Yisrael, a finer Bocha from Brisk. She sees, oh, and she says he's the one that she wants. And maybe she's doing it for all of the wrong reasons. And if it seems as though it's okay, then you tell them the principles, the kovod al Torah, the difficulty, the Torah sheish ba'asiyosa, alami harotzais, in order to try and dissuade them. And then, if they persevere, So then they are accepted. And the Rambam says, therefore, they didn't accept, the Beis Din didn't accept Gerim all the time of David and Shlomo, at the time of David, out of the Pachat, and at the time of the fear that people had for the Jewish army, and at the time of Shlomo, maybe it was because of the Malchus, the Tova, the Hagadula, because Klal Yisrael were doing so well. But even though Gerim weren't accepted, that there were many people who would convert a DIY Gerus, and they would convert. And the Beis Din HaGadol was concerned about them, and they didn't push them away, but they weren't makar of them. And this is what's going on. And then shahichiach seifon al tchiloson, and then ultimately they would see what happened to them. And this is the way we're supposed to understand the episodes of Rus and Arpa, that they were machlin chinyan, were magaya them, but it wasn't totally l'shem shomayim at that time. And that's why there are sources that say loy girum loy hitvilan kadin Torah, meaning it wasn't done with the proper Beis Din. And that's why it says vayusu lohem noshim mayavios, that they did it themselves. They were the ones who had who had converted them. Now, if afterwards they come through with the goods, so then l'mafreya, there was some type of gerus, but from the beginning. And that's the reason that in order to show that she came through with the goods, we learn all of these halachas of gerus from Rus, the way that she clung to Naomi, because there was a bechina of a reacceptance that happened at that later stage. Once she did that, then beforehand, l'mafreya, actually, there was a rehabilitation that's going on. The Urg Dalyo in Chag HaShavuos, Ois Zayin, he comments on this idea of the Rogachova, and he says that with this, we see in the names of Machlein and Chilioin that these things are alluded to. Why? Because Machalein is Miloshen Machalo, which is Chas V'Shalom, an illness. Kilioin is related to Kaloyo, which means destruction. Machaloin, an illness one can get better from, one can recover. Chilioin, destruction, it's game over. He says that because Machloin's wife, Ruth, ultimately decided that she wants L'Shem Shomayim to be a proper 100%er, therefore retroactively what he did was okay, and he was rehabilitated, and that is why it's like a machalein, for which one can recover. Whereas Orpah went, and that was the end, and therefore Kilioin never recovered from such a thing. Where do we see that ultimately they had their tikkun? So there's a Rabbeinu Bachai, and there's a Ramban, in the Parshias that speak about Yibum. And it's very interesting, the whole concept of how Yibum works. Don't have time to go into it, but Chalitza and Yibum is when there was a person who didn't finish his mission over here, and by marrying, when the man dies, by marrying a member of the family in those days, it could have been Boaz, later on it would Dafka be the brother. So so this is Lahokam Shem HaMeis. And this is that in terms of the person's property will go over to the son of the deceased husband's brother. That property will go over to him. But they say, these Rishonim say, that the idea of Yibum is really to give a chance that there should be a Gilgul, a reincarnation of the person who had died. So in our case over here, what happened is that because ultimately Rus's conversion ultimately was ratified, therefore Machlein was rehabilitated, and that's why when Rus had a baby with Boaz, so this would actually be the reincarnation of Machlein. Where do we see such a thing? At the end of the Megillah, it says that after Naomi had a baby, after Rus had a baby, it says Yulad Ben LeNaomi. A son was had to Naomi. Now, 1 minute, why does it say Yulad ben LeNaomi? This child wasn't even genetically, physically related to Naomi. Naomi had had a son, Machlon. Unfortunately, Machlon was now out of the picture. His previous wife, Rus, had married the distant cousin, Boaz. And now, Yulad ben LeBoaz, Yulad ben LeRus. What does it mean, Yulad ben LeNaomi? Yulad ben LeNaomi is that now, because there was a Yibum that had taken place, it is as though Naomi's own son, Machlein, is back here in the world because he had been reincarnated. And that is the idea of this Yibum. Now, we see the tremendous dedication, moving on, we see the tremendous dedication that Rus has, as we say, and towards the end of the first Peruk, Normi says, listen, it's so nice of you that you've tried to come with me, right? It's so nice, but she said to them, yeah, you should go home. You've been so kind to me already. Hashem will help you find menucha. Hashem, isha, beis isha. And vatishak lohen, she kissed them. And they all cried. And Naomi says, yes, go home. And what happened? So we see that Vatisena Koilon Vatifkeno Oi, they cried more Vatishak Orpa Lachamoisa. Orpa gave a big kiss, a goodbye kiss, and Varus Dovko Va. So really, and Naomi still says, listen, Shovoyovimtech, still you you should go with Orpa. And Ruth says, leave me alone, I'm not going. I shall tell you Elech, etc. And it says, Vatera ki mis amet, says he. When Naomi saw the Ruth was determined, so then it says, Vatechta Ladabra Eleho, that she left her alone. In the Birchas Mordechai on Chagashvus, Rav Baruch Mordechai Ezrachi Zatzal, so he connects this to the Gemara in Chagiga Daftes. That you cannot compare somebody who learned something 100 times to someone who learns it 101. Now, when you say you cannot compare, that's a big line. You cannot compare. You cannot compare means there's two things that are completely, completely different. Now, we might think to ourselves, okay, you did it 100 times, you did it 101 times. What's the big difference? But you see that there's some exponential effect that happens as we push ourselves in our Avodas Hashem. And it's not just that we're adding another one, but it's that we are reaching a completely, completely different level. And he says, Batere ki misamet esilo leches ito. Both of them had pushed 100 times. It was just that Rus kept on pushing 101 times. And that 101st time changed absolutely everything. What happened to Orpa? Soitom and Beis on with Beis. We know what happened to Orpa as soon as she left, how she experienced a free fall in her connection to the Rabbeinu Shlolem and ultimately gave birth to Goliath, the enemy of David Malka Mashiacha, and of course Rus. Her descendant was David HaMelech, Brochus, Daf Zayin, and we find in Melochim Aleph, Perik Beis, Posuk Yutes, when Vatovi Bathsheba al HaMelech Shlomo, Ledaber Eloi al Adonai Yahu, when Bathsheba comes in to speak to Shlomo, it says, Vayosim Kisei Le'em HaMelech, it says that Shlomo HaMelech had a chair for the Queen Mother. Remember the Queen Mother? He had a chair for the Queen Mother. And Rashi says, Le'imo shel Malchus, who is the Queen Mother? It's Rus. Rus Hamnoyavio, who saw, says the Gemara Baba Basra, Dav Tzadi Aleph, She'roso b'malchus Shlomo ben benoy shel ben beno, her grandson's grandson. She had the nachas of seeing L'deire Deirus, the Malchus of Yisrael. And really, the two of them, Rus and Orpa, seem to be up to, so to speak, the 100th time, exactly the same. It's just that extra push that changed absolutely everything. And she was zoicha to see this nachas. He says, imagine at Matan Torah, when the Soton showed them the Dumus of Moshe Rabbeinu having died. Imagine, and they all went, they all, unfortunately, lost their emunah momentarily. Yeah, certainly the Erev Rav. Imagine if they would have just had a little bit od ma'amatz, if they'd have just pushed themselves a little bit harder. In all of our lives, we have nisyonos. There's no one who doesn't have nisyonos. And we learn, one of the things we learn from the first parak of Rus is just the power of misametzes, to be a ma'amatz, just to push ourselves that one extra little bit, and how that can change everything. Kodesh Baruch Hu Shasiyah Ravodah, this amazing, amazing group of people who comes every day, Kaveitim LaTorah, and Kodesh Baruch Hu should send Yeshuas to us, to our families, our kehillahs, and God's Klal Yisrael, Hashem should bring home the hostages, she'll bring Shalom in Eretz Yisrael, bring all of us home, Lovinu Shabbat Shomayim, Shubi Zecha, to the Gula Shleim, the Mashiach, the Kedem, Rev Yomeinu, Amen. 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 Amen.